98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East, and this is your Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And on Monday mornings, we talk with our friends at Cornerstone Alliance about all the great things going on within our local economy. And there's lots of information floating around for organizations and local business owners about PPP loans, the second round of things that have started kicking off here. And Jessica Boyd from Cornerstone Alliance joins us, as well as Alex Grumbine from United Federal Credit Union. And we'll start with Jessica first here and just get us into where folks are here with the second round of PPP, some of the specifics of what the program looks like right now.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. So the Small Business Administration just opened the application process for the second draw of PPP that will close on March 31st. But because it opened on the 13th of this month, we're sure that some people have some questions, some of our business owners. And with that, we definitely encourage business owners to take care of this now, right away, because these dollars are so important and can make a difference in your standing. So Alex, if you want to tell us a little bit about who can apply and what the program looks like.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate you having us on and, helping out. It's definitely unprecedented times like this. And this program helps out a lot of businesses that are struggling or at least need that extra support piece. And so the Payroll Protection Plan, also known as the PPP, did open on the 13th, and we've been actively loading applications. And as you alluded to, it is open till the end of March. But I'd recommend, not waiting and getting connected to your local bank representative. Most banks are supporting and collecting those. Obviously, United Federal is highly interested and want to support you, especially the members. And it's a very easy process for us to kind of walk you through that. But it is open to any business that's related, and it's under 300 employees. And so there are some limitations to it, but you can also be self-employed, an LLC, a corporation, a nonprofit, and other groups like that. And so the best thing to do is actually would be to contact your local bank representative or myself at United to kind of walk you through just the parameters. Because even though this is the second round of the PPP program, there is eligibility requirements for if you applied on the first round. So there's a few different components to it. And so first round, it occurred last April 2020, and it lasted until the end of July, basically. And so what this program is, it's the second round, and there are some requirements that if you are applying for the second time, you have to show at least a 25% reduction in revenues, and that's just for one quarter. So you don't have to do a full year to year, but it's based on a quarter and any quarter compared to 2019. So you'd show a 2020 versus 2019, and that's how we would determine your eligibility for the second round. But if this is a first time applying for the first round, then it's going to be similar to what the requirements were for that. And basically, you're going to need to provide that you've been established prior to February 15th, 2020, and then you'll provide your profit and loss statements for either 2020 or your tax return from 2019. And that's what we would look to calculate your payroll eligibility and then the loan amount itself.
So this is obviously, again, it was complicated the first time. It's more complicated now as we're kind of finding out. But again, as you said, folks should really get a hold of their individual financial institutions that they're working with. But I have heard in the last round that, some perhaps financial institutions weren't readily available or had enough staff to take on all of the, we'll say, traffic of people having questions, needing this paperwork filled out. Is an organization or business owner able to actually contact you at United and perhaps have you start working with them if they're not working with you currently, and then, maybe at another point in time work to move those accounts over? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest things, since when the local financial institutions are actually distributing the loans, so it has to run through that group. It's not like the SBA directly pays you for this loan. It's actually through the lending organization. And so we would have to make sure the accounts are set up prior to the loan closing, but it's pretty quick and easy. We have a very easy process. You can even do it online to apply for new accounts or just visit your local United branch and just kind of walk you through getting it established. It's once we establish that detail, then basically we will walk you through the parameters and the loan process. It's a two-page document, and then we would need some financial documentation to support the needs of the business as well.
So Alex, how can folks get a hold of you and your team at United Federal Credit Union to get in touch with you about any of these questions they have, if United is their institution, or if they're interested in perhaps coming over to work with
you? Yeah, so honestly, you can call our regular line, which is 269 985-1400. And then, I'm sorry, 269-982-1400. Or you can call me directly at 269-985-4901. You can visit a branch, just ask for assistance or looking for more information on the PPP loan as well. But also, United did a phenomenal job of rolling out this program and making sure we had the right individuals and team members there to support businesses in need. And so we actually created a new hot link, or at least a link on our website. So if you go to unitedfcu.com and type in PPP, there's a whole landing page that gives you all the information, the loan application, and it's updated daily with information with the SBA that's providing on that as well.
And Jessica, how do folks contact Cornerstone Alliance if they're interested in getting your assistance with questions like this, but also many other resources to help out?
Absolutely. I would suggest checking out our social media platforms for more information, staying up to date there. And also, there's information on our website, which is gomichigan.com. Right now, we do have our local lender financial institution information up on our website. If you go to the COVID-19 tab at the top, and there's a sub tab called SBA Financial Assistance, and you can find that information there.
All right. Thanks very much again this morning to Alex Grumbine from United Federal Credit Union, in addition to Jessica Boyd from Cornerstone Alliance, joining us on the Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.